Welcome to Parts of Unknown Presents, the Comics in Christ production of Never Break Kayfabe. Your name is...
Rick Kane. Your name is...
Michael Davis. And today on Never Break Kayfabe, we're going to talk about backstage politics.
Oh my God.
And why I love Colt Cabana. And also, Philip, you're a dick.
We love John Moxley. We love Moxley.
Something happened.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that's come out today. Have you read anything?
I read the thing that you sent me.
About the backstage politics that's floating around Colt?
Oh, no.
All right. Share with the view listeners so that I can be reminded. What did I send you?
You sent me a picture from a Facebook page called All Elite Wrestling News. And quote, apparently CM Punk, I said quote, what? You heard me say quote?
I heard you quote allegedly.
Allegedly quoting.
You're allegedly quoting All Elite Wrestling News.
That allegedly said that allegedly CM Punk went into business for himself last night. That when he called out Adam Page, that was not planned. And that's why Adam Page didn't come out. And CM Punk said on the microphone, he said that a little advice, that apologies need to be as loud as the disrespect, because apparently a Hangman Page allegedly said that he doesn't need to take advice from anyone.
He's allegedly said that he's not listening to the veterans.
Yes.
Yeah. My opinion.
Your opinion.
A person that was trained by Jimmy Valiant ain't gonna do that. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. I'm not stating a fact or anything. It's my opinion. A person trained by Jimmy Valiant wouldn't do that. But last night, I didn't allegedly say. I said, can you believe how bad they're making Paige look by letting him run his mouth about him and Paige not come out to respond?
Yeah.
It was really... really awkward and really weird. So much to the extent, now out of nowhere, before the show was over, they changed the main event of All Out.
Yeah, they made the John Moxley versus CM Punk to combine the AEW title next week. And that's, we were really confused until
I was that, really about, confused about that.
Yeah. Because watching it, it felt weird. I didn't say anything in the moment, but it felt that whole beginning interview and that mid, and then fighting each other in the middle of the show felt really weird and unplanned.
All right, so I do have to say something. The crowd, this is my opinion. The crowd was vanilla.
The entire night,
the crowd was vanilla.
And I don't know if they just didn't have a good microphone on the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, it's because it sounded like they were saying something, but I couldn't hear them.
Well, if it was bad mic'd or what have you, it really made CM Punk's interview, it wasn't good or bad. It was awkward.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like the crowd didn't care. And it took Moxley forever to come out. I was like, are they just going to let him stand in there and talk crap about people and have them not respond? And then Moxley finally came out and...
Maybe he was like running to get to the spot he needed to go to.
He should have been standing there in the spot because it should have been planned out that he was going to be there.
I don't...
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
But evidently it wasn't planned out for Paige to be somewhere because Punk just out of nowhere makes all these comments about Adam Page and offers him a title match and he doesn't come out because he's not back there paying attention, which is another issue. Did you see John Silver's tweet?
I did see John Silver's tweet.
It literally made Paige look worse.
Because he wasn't
paying attention to the show. You know?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're not planned to be out, but you're there.
If he's calling me out and say, hey, I'm giving you a title match, Tony Khan has to be standing in front of me, stopping me from going out. You know?
Uh-huh.
Because I'm going to call him on his crap. See, this whole thing started with MJF. They just letting people go out there and keep the screen time while they run their mouths.
Yeah.
And because I used to say, man, this is the biggest work ever. But unless that MJF comes out after this match next week and gets a title match at All In,
yeah,
I don't think that was a work anymore. I don't think Tony Khan... I do not feel Tony Khan has control of his company. I did not say he doesn't. I voiced my opinion, which I have the legal right to do.
Yes.
I don't feel that he has control of his company.
No, it is weird. I feel like depending on how big you are, that you have there's like less oversight over you. Cause like with the Acclaimed, like they have to, cause like they you always. I feel that the more popular you are, the less like watching over what you say there is. Because I feel like it's been said that they, with the Acclaim, that they go over Matt Caster's rap.
Because after what he did.
Yeah.
I feel that if Tony Khan likes you, you're set. God bless. I love Orange Cassidy. Do I not love Orange Cassidy?
We all love Orange Cassidy.
I love Orange Cassidy, but Tony Khan likes him, and that's why Orange Cassidy's there. There's no Impact would not put Orange Cassidy's character on TV. Impact would. And I know I just made a point-blank statement, but...
I don't know.
But God bless. I like Orange Cassidy. But I feel if Tony Khan likes you, you're set. And I feel Tony Khan likes CM Punk, and I feel a lot of the crap that he's dealing with is happening because I feel that he really likes CM Punk. Here is what...
Sometimes I feel with a lot of all the wrestlers and stuff, sometimes like it feels that Tony Khan is collecting action figures.
You are quoting another source on that. But it's fair. It's fair. We can't quote the source. I'm sorry we don't have it in front of us. But we read on the internet another person. It might have allegedly been Bischoff that said it.
But that
it's like he's collecting action figures and playing with them. But I need to say this. It's also really, please go.
No, you go.
No, please, because I'm going to change the topic a little bit.
Oh, okay. But it's also, like, he's also spotlighting wrestlers that might not have that spotlight anywhere else, like you're saying with Orange Cassidy. And it is really good wrestling, too. Like, it's not just his company. Like, the Bucks and Kenny and all the people in the back that help book all the matches, like Dustin, it's all really good wrestling, too. But a lot of the ones that get showcased the most, it feels that it's only there because of popularity, whatever.
Okay, so back into the situation with CM Punk. So allegedly there's a huge split in the background. And the huge split started because of CM Punk's relationship with Colt Cabana. Tony Khan was going to let Colt Cabana's contract run out, allegedly because of the rift between he and CM Punk, but a lot of wrestlers allegedly stood up for Colt, and so Colt got re-signed to a Ring of Honor contract. So now, allegedly, what I'm reading today, and I'm not allegedly reading it, this is the stuff that I'm reading today.
Okay.
There's a big, huge rift backstage. Because of everybody that supports Colt Cabana and everybody that supports CM Punk.
what? I don't have all the facts on how that started. All I remember about it was that CM Punk was on Colt's podcast, and he said stuff that got both of them in trouble
with WWE over an incident that happened in WWE. They ended up suing each other, Colt and Punk, over some things after the fact. So that lawsuit allegedly is a part of the strife that they're dealing with right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I knew it. And it happened as soon as CM Punk showed up on TV. Colt Cabana disappeared from television.
Yeah.
He's not a member of the Dark Order anymore.
He's not even on BTE.
He's not on BTE anymore because you know, I can't even. I don't even feel like saying allegedly again.
Okay.
But
we'll title the episode as allegedly in case we keep forgetting to say alleged.
AEW's starting to look like WCW to me, and that's not good. It's all the backstage politics and management not managing.
I hope that this match that got made probably Wednesday night at 9:00 is Tony Khan putting his foot down and giving Jon Moxley the world title and putting CM Punk.
I might have a hard time watching AEW if Punk wins the title on TV.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding you.
It will make
zero sense for them to have that match on television unless that Punk's getting punished.
Yes. And I'm not. There's a little bias with me being a Jon Moxley, like, huge Jon Moxley fan.
Yeah.
But I am saying this, like, as a wrestling fan. This match on TV next week better be Tony Khan putting his foot down and Jon Moxley becoming the AEW World Champion again.
It makes no sense. That is the advertised main event of All Out. And you've already had people buy tickets for the show based on that main event. You already had people pay for the pay-per-view based on that main event. We haven't gotten it. I've gotten to this place that I wait until the day of anymore on those pay-per-views if I'm going to get it or not. Honestly,
I'm watching it for the Elite versus the House of Black, which is my head canon prediction
for the six-man belt. Yeah, the trios titles.
Everything that Kenny Omega came back that night. That was the best thing about that show.
Kenny Omega saved the program.
And I hope that either when he gets healed up being a six-man tag team champ, six-man belt while he gets finished healed up so that he can be a champion again, because everything's just a bunch of
it's starting to look like WCW. Crazy. I am so sorry. And everything that's going on with Time Warner right now, everything that's going on with WB right now, with Warner Brothers at Discovery, I wonder if Tony needed to get the ratings up, so he did some reactionary booking and put the world title match on TV to get the ratings up. Well, here's the deal. I magically really don't care about CM Punk. I do not care about CM Punk right now.
To be honest, when CM Punk came back, it was just like cool for me. Because, like, once he came back, and then when he came back on TV, I got a little upset because Darby Allin lost to him for CM Punk's first match. And then they kind of just gave him the world title belt.
They fed Darby to him and popped his bubble. And now Darby's perpetual mid-card.
Yeah.
God bless. I'm sorry, but
I have a shirt, and they made a big deal about it. Is the pillars of AEW?
Yeah.
Darby Allin, Jungle Boy, Britt Baker, and it was either Sammy Guevara or MJF, but
I think it was Sammy. They took MJF off of it and put Britt Baker in.
Yeah, it was. So it was
Darby, Sammy.
Jungle Boy, Sammy, and Britt Baker.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of them besides Jungle Boy on TV?
Yes, I've seen Sammy Guevara.
Yeah. But are they important?
What the hell happened to Britt Baker? No. Sammy's not. And everybody's kind of, believe me, the whole, can we kill the relationship angle?
Yeah.
Because I don't care.
I don't care. I only care about Ty Conte getting matches. All she is right now is Sammy Guevara's wife.
Yeah. Britt has been popping up on some interviews. I really wonder if Britt's hurt. I wonder if Britt's hurt. And they're just not talking about it. Okay. She's been in some tag team matches, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was like a tag team match on Rampage.
Yeah. So the pillars still exist.
But they're not...
Jungle Boy's getting a serious
I hope Jungle attention. Boy gets the TNT belt soon.
And we need Wardell to have that belt for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We really do. But...
But all the pillars are mid-card, and...
All the pillars are mid-card right now. Unless Britt's hurt.
Britt
comes back, she wins. Britt will get the women's belt back. Yeah. But it's like... It is too much like WCW right now. If you are good buddies with the... It appears that if you're good buddies with the booker, you're going to get over. And it's... Oh, my God. Kenny Omega saved the night. Can we talk about Kenny Omega
saved the night. I was always back and forth on whether it was Hangman or Kenny. And after that happened at the start of the show, I was like, well, hopefully isn't Hangman now.
There is no possible way that Hangman could have been on that show after Punk did that.
No.
But there's no way.
I was totally disengaged. Honestly, I love AEW. I think everyone on there is great wrestlers. I was really disengaged for that whole show after the start of the show until I can't think of Brandon Cutler's name. Until Brandon Cutler gave Justin Roberts the piece of paper, and I started to freak out.
Yeah, Kenny Omega saved the show. I popped because I thought it was going to be Brandon Cutler.
Yeah, I immediately was engaged once again when Brandon Cutler gave Justin Roberts that piece of paper and he started to do the whole intro. The Kenny Omega gave life into that show again. If
Kenny gets screwed, you know who's got an open wallet waiting for him?
Hunter.
Paul. Paul's got an open wallet waiting. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you right now, if they get both Cody and Kenny, AEW's dead. Mm-hmm. And it is my opinion that he was toxic in WWE too.
Uh-huh.
Punk,
yeah.
Yeah. All right, I just wanted to talk about that a minute, and it's more top.
I hope April's doing good. I hope WoW's doing well.
Yeah, me too. Those shows are supposed to come on soon. Yeah. Actually, they're supposed to be on in September.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the wrestling at that show. I'm not meant for TV tapings. But
I am not for television show taping.
But I'm always good for a good wrestling show. And WoW, Women of Wrestling, I think it's on CBS and it's on Paramount Plus. If you want good women's wrestling, you got to watch WoW.
It was good wrestling. All right. Well, that was Parts of Unknown this week. Your name is?
Anonymous, your name is?
Have a week.